This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Oh, there they are. Thank you. I knew they were going to clap, dude. So I was just thanking them beforehand.
The sign's busted. We got a neon issue. We're working on it.
Mike, will you get on it?
Ted's been bitching about the neon issue for like a month and a half now.
You need to update the technology. Neon's out.
All right, so this is a list of the 20 greatest dishes to come from America. Now, a lot of this list will have kind of a theme,
okay,
right? Which is, I think you can make the argument that overall, soul food or Southern is kind of like the one like real American thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good reasons
so, like,
for that.
Yes. Like, obviously, first on the list is barbecue. But barbecue's included a lot in soul food kind of cooking. So barbecue comes in on the list first. Now, look, you can find barbecue all over the world and this and that. It was massive with the Spanish when they were down in the Caribbean. But America really takes it to that next level. Nobody else has barbecue places like we do. And that's incorporating. And listen, I know I love barbecue. But they're basically just saying the four styles and region, right?
That's the difference.
Right, you got the Carolina barbecue, Texas barbecue. But Carolina basically is the hog. Pig is the man.
Yeah.
Texas, beef is king. Memphis, ribs and rubs. And then Kansas City, where they do a tomato-based sauce. And also, credit to Kansas City, they do both.
Yeah, they do pork and beef.
Yeah.
What's cool is when I visited my grandparents on my mother's side, they lived in Virginia, but originally came from North Carolina. So we'd always have Carolina-style barbecue. Visit the family in Texas, obviously Texas-style barbecue, but, like, the food was never bad, ever.
Yeah, and, like, I know Miles, and if you really break it down, you can get into, like, the Carolinas, right?
Well, North Carolina is different than South Carolina barbecue.
Right, in South Carolina, it's only that one little area, basically around Columbia, that's doing the mustard-based sauce.
Correct.
And this and that. Also, shout-out to Gunners, way up north, man. They're doing some really good barbecue.
Kentucky's got a very unique style of barbecue, which is
Didn't
fantastic.
Didn't Tennessee also do its own barbecue as well?
A lot of places. Well, Memphis, Tennessee. A lot of places.
I just did it.
You did it in Omaha.
Like, a lot of places do. Just generally, if you're talking barbecue, those are like the four styles that everybody knows. But there is a ton of different styles. And, you know, once you break it down, you get really deep and in the minutia of like, all right.
Fascinating. I've been getting into it here the last few years. I love it.
Next on the list, fried orca.
Oh, no way.
Okra.
Fried orca. Fatty and delicious.
Not just Keiko.
Just like pork belly.
On a Keiko cake?
I you know what? That's probably one that I'll pass on. I've had it in gumbo. It's fine. It's a vegetable.
It is.
It's a bitter vegetable. It's fine. It just doesn't. It doesn't stand on its own.
Correct.
It's fine in gumbo.
All right,
but
I'll
other than
that.
Right. It's generally, Miles, I'm 100% with you. Like, I don't know what it is. It's fine in gumbos or succotash, but every time I've tried it on its own, whether it's fried or in a cheese sauce, it just has a unique flavor where you're like, I'm not big on it.
Would you try the fried orca?
No comment.
You know what? I would. I know it's terrible to say, but I would.
I mean, yeah.
Next on the list, we got the Cobb salad.
Okay.
All right. That's good salad.
Yep. Credit for the Cobb salad generally goes to Bob Cobb. He was the owner.
Poor
Bob
guy.
Cobb.
Poor guy, man.
He was the owner of the now defunct Brown Derby chain restaurant in L.A. Again, I think that's the one salad. Throw you enjoy the Cobb salad, right?
Everything except the lettuce.
I cannot believe that guy had to go through life being Bob Cobb.
Bob Cobb. Did he just really like hard boiled eggs?
Well, I think blue cheese and bacon are the star of that show. Also, you know, man, just a wedge lettuce, just a quarter wedge lettuce is better than you think when you do a Cobb style.
Yeah, or sometimes I just hate the wedge thing, but sometimes too, I like it. People will just line up everything on a giant Cobb salad.
Yeah,
so. Next on the list of America's 20 greatest food inventions, basically, peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, we invented peanut butter, right? That was George Washington Carver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did not realize that peanut butter and jelly, if you're not from the States, is such an odd thing to people.
Right.
The idea of it is disgusting.
Until they try it, and they're like, okay, America's got this.
And right now, Uncrustables are king.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They've been around for a while. I like it. You just discovered them the last year and a half.
Box them in my freezer at all times.
See, but I've never been bothered by the crust near as much as you guys have.
I'm just saying that.
The crust doesn't bother me, but the Uncrustable is just a great product.
Superior, sure. Yes.
Next on the list, we can thank our Native American friends, fry bread.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't know that was a Native thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. All right.
Basically, he was born out of necessity in the mid-1800s when the tribes were forced off their lands and forced to relocate what's now New Mexico. So they didn't have a ton of stuff available, and they came up with fry bread.
Huh.
You never knew that, huh?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
One, I think everybody in here enjoys.
Now you don't hate him anymore, do you, Mike?
Oh, come on, man. I never did.
Red beans and rice. That's a huge one.
Yep.
Obviously, anything, you know, you're going to rice is always going to stretch your meal or whatever. Red beans were huge down in the Caribbean, specifically in Haiti. They come over, kind of all ends up down there in New Orleans. You get that Creole kind of cooking. Red beans and rice always going to be a good meal, traditionally served on Mondays.
And for a good side, man, they have the 90-second packets like they do with the other rice.
So you can
just easily put that in, man, have a good side in, you know, a minute and a half.
And I have it on good authority that they didn't miss her. Red beans and rice.
All right.
It's a Sir Mix-a-Lot line.
All right. Yeah, we're talking about classic American foods that are invented here. The hamburger.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people, I like this. Founding fathers were not eating burgers.
Now, did they still have hamburger meat in other places and they were just, we were the ones that made the patty?
So the hamburger also used to be a big fair food.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
And then people really liked them so much. And then once you get past like World War II, like the hamburger really starts showing up. And then also it was kind of a cheap sandwich. Again, I want to say it's Connecticut. It's like,
well, it's garbage meat.
Well, there's some tiny little place that still steams their burgers and stuff.
White Castle. Yeah.
But that's where White Castle got the idea from, the original place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that it was just this cheap meal. But then people really liked them. Like I said, it was like a fair food. And then it blows up. And then obviously, with the invention of fast food and all that kind of stuff, the burger really takes off.
All
and
right.
To me, like that is like the American classic.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And after that, what's more American than having a hamburger?
Hot dog?
A dog.
Apple pie.
Oh. That too, Ted.
Right, because see that when people say like as American as apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could say that for a burger as well. But obviously people love apple pie. Now one we got, a newer one to the list. Thanks to our friends in Hawaii.
Moco Loco?
Spam. Spam.
Poke bowls.
Oh, is that Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Did not realize that. Okay.
Chili also makes the list. You know what? I'll be honest with you. It's like the pizza damn argument. Doesn't really matter. Texas-style chili does not have beans. I know a lot of places they add the beans. If you want to put beans in it when you're making it home, go ahead. Clam chowder.
All right.
Sure.
General Tso's chicken. Not Chinese.
The General. General. He was a Marine.
The Reuben sandwich is an American classic. Grits.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Cheddar or shrimp. Chocolate chip cookies.
Yes, I do remember that one.
Another American classic. Gumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The Mission Burrito down there in California.
Yep. What's the Mission Burrito? I'm sorry.
That's a big fan.
That's kind of the
beans burrito
we're used to now with the beans and rice and everything else in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Banana pudding.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah, if you think you don't like banana pudding, you're probably wrong. Spaghetti and meatballs, huh?
Hey,
yeah.
That's American.
That is American.
Sweet. We brought it over.
And then we were talking about earlier today, because it has hollandaise sauce, not barbecue.
Eggs Benedict.
Eggs Benedict.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.